as final topic to cover, we should go through the statements of the various integration by parts formulas in many variables. We are not going to see the proof of this. It's not among your necessary prerequisites for this course, but you ought to know these formulas in order to do PD. So, first of all, what is an open set with C1 or CK boundary? Let omega be an open model set in Rn, and k some integer number, possibly also plus infinity. We say that omega has a CK boundary, or smooth in case k is plus infinity, if for all x on the boundary of omega there exists r positive such that and psi, which is CK over a small ball centered in x with radius r, with the gradient of psi not vanishing in bxr, and the intersection between bxr and omega is the set of y in bxr such that psi of y is positive, and bxr intersection the boundary of omega is the level set psi equal to 0. What does it mean this? It means that locally the boundary of omega can be seen as the level set of a CK function, or omega nearby the boundary can be seen as the super level set of some CK function. Therefore, we define the unit interior normal to omega, nu omega, as locally the gradient of this function psi normalized, because it should have normal. Notice that the minimum regularity for which all of this makes sense is indeed k equal 1. Or actually, to be really precise, one could stretch the things up to ask omega to have only Lipschitz boundary, because in that case the gradient here would exist almost everywhere, but we don't need that regularity. And thus we can state the Gauss-Green or divergence formula. If omega is an open model set with C1 boundary, for all u in C1 up to the closure of omega and j from 1 to n, we have that the integral of omega of uxj is equal to minus the integral over the boundary of omega of u against the jth component of the inner unit normal integrated with respect to the surface measure, which we denote by the n-1 dimensional Hausdorff measure. Now, okay, this may seem like an excessive technicality, but it's fine to call it surface measure if you want to denote it by an S, but really it's equivalent to it's equal to the Hausdorff measure of n-1 dimension restricted to the boundary of this C1 smooth set. In a way, the Hausdorff measure is a measure which allows to give a positive measure content also to sets which are not n-dimensional, and therefore it can encode properties of smaller sets, finer sets, in particular n-1 dimensional, like intuitively speaking boundary of nice sets should be. Now to be precise on this point, we will need a lot of geometric measure theory, and it's much beyond the scope of the text. In Evans' textbook, this formula is given with some DS, which seems a little mysterious. I mean, for all practical purposes, what is written here is simply that you can find a nice parametrization of the boundary of omega, and therefore see this as the integral of on an n-1 dimensional set, which gives the parametrization of the boundary of omega, at least locally. You can make a patching. And this is the scalar version, component coordinates wise, if you want. But if you take a vector field f, C1 up to the boundary of omega with values in Rn, the Gauss-Green formula tells us that the integral over omega of the divergence of f is equal to minus the integral over the boundary of omega of f dot nu omega, still in the h-1. As an immediate consequence of the Gauss-Green or divergence formula, we have the integration by parts formula. Again, under the same assumption on omega, for all phi c1 up to the boundary, u c1 up to the boundary, and j from 1 to n, we have the integral over omega of phi against uxj plus phi against phi xj against u is equal to minus the integral over the boundary of omega of phi u jth component of the normal with respect to the surface measure. Or, if we take a vector valid function f, still c1 up to the boundary, the integral over omega of phi against the divergence of f plus the integral over omega of f against nabla phi is equal to minus the integral over the boundary of omega of phi f dot scalar product nu omega in the hm minus 1. As an exercise, you have to show the Green's identities, which are the following. If we take u c2 up to the boundary of omega and v c1 up to the boundary of omega, then the integral over omega of v Laplacian u in dx plus the integral over omega of v dot nabla u is equal to minus the integral over the boundary of omega of v du in d nu omega, which is the normal derivative, is simply the scalar product of the gradient of u against nu of u. Because when you do the derivative along some particular direction, you get the scalar product between the gradient and that direction, if the function is regular enough. Then, second Green identity, the integral over omega of v Laplacian u minus u Laplacian v is equal to the integral over the boundary of u normal derivative of v minus v normal derivative of u, for all u and v c2 up to the boundary. And finally, the integral over omega of u Laplacian u plus the integral over omega of norm of nabla u squared is equal to minus the integral over omega of u normal derivative of u in the hm-1 for all u c2 up to the boundary. Notice in particular that if v is identically equal to 1 in the first equation, we get the integral over omega of Laplacian u equal to minus integral over the boundary of the normal derivative. This is somehow, sometimes this is called as counted as another Green's identity instead of the first, or I don't know. Vielen Dank für die Aufmerksamkeit.